Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman with another raid on the Bugle's archives. Now, imagine a time before President Trump. Well, we relaunched after our post-John Oliver hiatus, just in time for a world where there had never been a President Trump. It was the first issue after relaunch issue 4001 in October 2016, just a few weeks before the universe changed forever. I was joined by Hari Kondabolu, and we tried to fathom out what was going on stateside. Top story this week, and indeed this year, democracy continues to take the mother-in-law of all kickings, particularly here in America. Just a few short weeks now to go until it is thankfully all over, until the next election cycle begins about 30 seconds after this one finishes on November the 8th stroke 9th, when the result will become clear. I guess the message America has sent to the world, Hari, this year is basically, ancient Greece, are you happy now? Look at what miseries you have bestowed on us, you philosophy-loving lunatics.
I'm embarrassed.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like I've written jokes, lots of jokes. I think I've said this previously, but it makes me feel like Nero.
Yeah.
I'm watching everything burn around me, but I don't care. I'm telling jokes. I'm making people laugh. And on the inside, I'm saying goodbye to everything I love and every person I love.
That's pretty extreme. Do you know, when I was in Chicago on this tour, the Chicago Tribune endorsed Gary Johnson as their preferred, which is basically like endorsing a potato. Other than the fact that the potato has a slightly firmer grasp on international politics and diplomacy.
Yeah, like there are potatoes that are like, Aleppo, how do you not know Aleppo? Please.
After this last debate, is Trump, is he done? Surely his goose is baked, as they say.
Well, you must admit he had a very strong showing for him, relative to him in this last debate.
Right.
One, he interrupted Hillary Clinton at a much better rate.
Right.
From once every 22 seconds to once every 44 seconds. That is a vast improvement, right? That's one. Secondly, he made a very interesting strategic decision to not stalk Hillary Clinton like he did in the last debate, where he stood behind her and stared. And I think that has to do with both him being advised not to, and also being told that he had to stay behind the podium. But considering he's getting all this heat for potentially sexually assaulting many women, probably a smart strategic move not to stalk the female candidate that's running against you.
Right. I mean, there must have been some fear that he might just at some point
you know, reach out and grab Mrs. Clinton by the I forget what the technical term is. I was slightly disappointed that he did not, you know, grab the moderator by the balls just to prove that he's not sexist.
He got into a fight with the moderator, which I have never seen. He started debating the moderator, and I think had to be reminded that it wasn't, well, because he had been holding it in for relative to him. He'd been holding it in, and as soon as he found an opening to start swinging, he just went after the first person that was in front of him. And I felt bad for Chris Wallace, the moderator, who is the legendary journalist Mike Wallace's disappointing son. Who works for Fox News. And he was in this interesting place between wanting to do the Fox News thing of hurting Hillary Clinton, asking her ridiculous questions that were trapping her, like attempting to trap her, like her thoughts on partial birth abortion, which is a conservative term, you know, finding ways to trap her. But his desire to ambush Hillary Clinton was unfortunately countered by his clear hatred for Donald Trump, his idiocy, his lack of decorum. Like, he just was forced to, like, there were moments where you could just see him just shaking his head, just frustrated to no end. And I think it ruined the debate for him.
The abortion thing was kind of interesting because Trump said this: based on what Hillary is saying and based on where she's going and where she's been, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb in the ninth month on the final day, and that is not acceptable. Now, sure, I mean, that basically that's not acceptable. Were that to be something that ever happened, yeah. Also, that's actually largely how my daughter was born. she was born towards the end, at the end of the ninth month, and she was not so much ripped up, but she was hauled out with a Von Tooze, which is like a suction pump on the top of her head, and essentially the medical team form a tug of war squad and just pull the baby out. So basically, he was saying that form of birth is not. He wanted my daughter not to have been born. Essentially, that is what he was saying. That to me is not acceptable.
So you're saying this man confused birth and abortion?
It did appear that way.
It feels like Donald Trump assumes that no one can Google anything.
He would have been so good in the mid-19th century if he'd been up against Abraham Lincoln for the Republican nomination. That would have been a battle we'd have all paid to see. But I mean, obviously, that's not at all what Hillary Clinton had been saying, nor, as I said, what basically ever happens. Trump complaining about babies being needlessly ripped out of wombs at the very end of pregnancy is a bit like him complaining that it's legal for unicorns to shit into people's coffins at funerals if the deceased person ever sang a hymn or did line dancing, and that the Democrats and Hillary are doing nothing to stop that. If anything, they're plying unicorns with dried apricots and ropey curries to help out the process. He might as well complain about that. If he's going to live in this fictional land, at least make it more entertaining than going into the harrowing practicalities of what. He might as well complain that the equal marriage lobby wants to force all happily married old men to divorce their wives and marry a sexually intimidating hunk called Ivan from Belarus. He might as well, I think I've made the point, no, there's still one more. He might as well suggest that the pro-choice movement wants to have the legal right to fire a medieval crossbow at the rotund belly of every pregnant woman in America. He should take his delusion to its logical conclusion.
You expect him to be that articulate and knowledgeable when he's proven that he is not capable of doing that. He makes me miss George W. Bush in the strangest
way.
Wow. I know.
I can't believe anyone has said that sentence.
Not the whole, I mean, that's where we're at. George W. Bush got things wrong, but he tried the big words. He attempted the hard, big government phrases. He tried to remember what people told him right before he got to the press conference. Make sure you say this. Okay, I'll try. Donald Trump's not even trying. He's just a bully. He doesn't even have the humility to be like, I don't know that word.
Right.
Tell me what that word means, or teach me another word other than bigly, which he repeated several times during the course.
So, I mean, this was one of the big controversies of the whole campaign, Hari. Was he saying bigly? Was he saying big league?
Right.
Was he alternating between the two? Was he playing with our very perception of language and its possibilities?
I think
he was doing both to distract people from all the other things he was saying. That's like a, right. that little Easter egg he left in there. That kind of like, huh, I'm obsessed with that. Is it Big Lee or Big League? I mean, I tweeted that he had said Big Lee, and then a lot of people who are Trump people tweeted that he said Big League, and at the end of it, I realized none of it mattered. Because Big Lee, technically, I think is a word according to the internet, but I don't, right. it's just, that's... It's,
everything's a word according to the internet.
Yeah, it's like, do you really want to play Scrabble that way? Just put random words out there and...
Do you know, out of all the implications of the Trump campaign on for the future of politics, the future of democracy, future of humanity, the impacts on the Scrabble world are something that very few people have commented on, and I thank you for raising awareness of that. He is linguistically fascinating, Trump. He appears never to finish a sentence or really clarify exactly what he means, which I guess in some ways is in the great tradition of American politics. For example, this sentence, which appeared never to have been finished or clarified, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I mean, that... We are, if only, you know, I mean, this is Trump. This is Trump's legacy. That kind of confusing sentence that leads to people arguing about it for hundreds of years.
I mean, he's. Andy. I mean, it's also his tactic isn't so much the content of what he's saying; it's just repeating the same things over and over again. And initially, it's funny. You know, as a comedian, you know how this works.
Yep.
Initially, it's funny, and then it stops being funny. And most comedians at that point stop repeating.
Right. See, I've had gigs where it didn't have the initial funny bit at the start. It just stopped being funny, and then remains not
that's
funny.
That's a different tactic.
Right, okay, yeah.
But Donald Trump, as with the great comedian Stuart Lee, has decided to repeat the same things over and over again for several months until it becomes funny once again. It's a tactic that's only really been achieved by Stuart Lee, and I find it fascinating that Donald Trump has decided to bring this tactic to a presidential election.
Are you claiming that Stuart Lee has been secretly working for the Trump campaign as head speechwriter?
What I'm saying is that Stuart Lee's tactics and approaches to comedy are very dangerous when put into the wrong hands. It's amazing that the word great has lasted so long without any real damage being done to it. And this human being shows up after so many years and destroys such a basic word like great. Every time Donald Trump says great, I think Tony the Tiger dies a little. They're there's another, good.
Another hidden victim of this whole story.
Scrabble, Tony the Tiger.
The old saying, if you throw enough shit at a wall, some of it will stick. And that appears to be the tactic with...
Is that a saying?
It is a saying.
In which country?
Well, certainly in my head.
I'm like, is this a country where English is a second language?
Chris in London, back in the home of civilization.
Yes.
You'd say that. That is a saying, isn't it? If you throw enough shit at a wall, some of it will stick.
Yeah, that's how I got my GCSEs at school, actually.
But the most terrifying thing, Hari, I found, is that Trump is not out of it yet. I checked the odds this morning on a bookmaker's site. 4-1 or 5-1. So they still think he's got a kind of 16-20% chance of winning. That is a shorter odds than the Conservatives to get a majority in the 2015 British general election. Shorter odds than Brexit on the day of Brexit. And the even more terrifying thing than that most terrifying thing is that what that shows is that all Trump needed to do to be in with a real shot was to be very, very slightly less of a...
That was another Top Story. Thank you for listening. The latest Bugle is in your pod feed right now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well,
HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.